أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوت النبي إلا أن يؤذن لكم إلى طعام غير ناظرين إنا. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala mentioned various masail with regard to talaq, etc., and also the special privileges which are granted to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also previously, the instance of the marriage of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Hazrat Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha was mentioned. When this nikah was made, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam took special care for the walima of this nikah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had meat prepared together with roti for about 300 people, and they were invited to this meal. And from every occasion, the ta'aleem, the education of the ummah, the tarbiyat, to correct them was also brought into focus at all times. At this occasion, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, you came before the time for the meals. And after meals, they kept on sitting. Some of them kept on sitting and did not leave. So Allah Ta'ala gave the etiquette for that time and also till the day of Qiyamah for all, that when a person is invited, then he should have come to the house only on the appointed time. He shouldn't come before time. The people are still busy preparing, etc., and now they have to host you one side, the other side they have to see to preparation. It causes great inconvenience. And after meals also, once a person is finished, the correct adab is that a person should leave, unless it's such a person you know, you are asked by the host to stay, or you know quite sure the host will be happy by your staying, but now they also have to carry on with all their daily chores. And if you're still going to keep on sitting there, now they have to sit with you and they have to clear up everything of the food, etc. You may be causing inconvenience. On this occasion, when they finish eight, then Sahaba was still sitting and discussing. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up so that they could get an indication that they should be leaving also. Many of them left, but about three of them still kept on sitting. Then Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayat. Also we see here that it is not necessary for a sheikh to explicitly always tell his murids what to do. They should understand by his actions that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Allah explains, felt shy to tell the Sahaba. He only stood up so that they could get the hint that it is time now to leave. And when they didn't, still Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not tell them anything. Allah revealed the ayats. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, e iman walo, O people of iman. And in the surah, many addresses are made of this nature. Ya ayyuhal nabi, for example, directly to the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these are very great honorable addresses from Allah Ta'ala to the people. La tadkhulu buyutan nabi, mat jao nabi ke gharo mein, and do not go to the houses of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And similarly, do not just go to anyone's house without the proper procedure. Illa an yu'dhana lakum ila ta'amin, magar jo tumko hukam ho khane ke waste. Yes, if you have been permitted, you have been invited for meals, or you have your other necessity, you have to go to somebody's house, then you go. Unnecessarily, don't just go about going to people's houses. When you have some necessity, visiting, etc., then you go. And when you go, غَيْرَ نَاظِرِينَ إِنَا نَا رَاحْ دَيْخْنِ وَالِي اُسْكِ پَكْنِ كَي. And do not go there and go before time, while still preparations are being made for the meals. It is advisable that the time be set and a person comes on the time. Then as far as possible, he shouldn't come later also. That also causes inconvenience. A person should come on the time, not before the time also. More or less a little bit here and there. But more or less, a person should be on time. وَلَكِنْ إِذَا دُعِيتُمْ فَادْخُلُوا لَكِنْ جَبْتُمْ كُبُلَاي تَبْ جَاؤُ. And when you are called, the time given you, at that time go to the go to attend that meeting of yours. فَإِذَا تَعِمْتُمْ فَانْتَشِرُوا. اور جب کھا چکو تو آپ کو چلے جاؤ. And when you have eaten, then of your own accord now realize it's finished now and I must leave now. Don't carry on sitting still more and more and causing inconvenience. وَلَا مُسْتَأْنِسِينَ لِحَدِيثِ. اور نہ آپس میں جی لگا کر بیٹھو باتوں میں. And do not sit and open your hearts and you start talking, etc. This causes great inconvenience. At this time, the houses, of course, of those days were just like one room and a very small room also. And till that time, the ayats of parda were not revealed also. And Hazrat Zainab was sitting in the same room facing the wall, with a sheet covering her, and how much of inconvenience for her also. How long can she sit like that? So the person should understand. And in many houses, whether it's small or big houses, even today people have got other work to do. So when you have eaten finished, then you should not sit along. We're wasting time there. Unless you are asked to, or you know perfectly well your relationship is such that this person, you wouldn't mind sitting alone while he's doing his work, and he wouldn't mind for you to sit there, then of course there will be permission. Inna dhalikum kana yu'dhi an-nabiyya fayastahi minkum. Is baat se tumhari takleef thi nabi ko, phir tumse sharam karta hai. By doing this, you are causing Iza, you are causing inconvenience to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is shy to tell you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely modest and had a lot of shame in him. So he did not feel like telling his guest that now it's time for you to go. Even today, for us to tell the guest, get up now, go, is very, very difficult. But a person should understand himself and should not cause inconvenience. This applies to even when making a phone call. Don't keep on lingering with the talk unnecessarily. How much was necessarily? Talk so much. After that, don't hold the person on the phone and we still unnecessarily discussing the weather and discussing all other things. It causes inconvenience to the person. Wallahu la yastahi min al-haq. Aur Allah sharam nahi karta theek baat batlane mein. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't shy away from telling the truth, and openly Allah says what has to be said. So Allah revealed the ayats, and it was the farz of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that these ayats must be now told to the ummah, and in that way then they got the message. And a person also should not bring himself to that position that somebody has to tell you openly. That is also a humiliation for you, a disgrace for you, that you couldn't understand. Didn't you have so much aqal, understanding, that you could understand for yourself and you had to be told openly? وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُهُنَّ مَتَاعًا فَاسْأَلُهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ. اور جب مانگنے جاؤ بیویوں سے کچھ چیز کام کی تو مانگ لو پردہ کے باہر سے. And when you go to somebody's house for some need, you want to find out something, you have to deliver something, you have to collect something, whatever it is, you go to somebody's house, then ask that, and do your discussion from behind the parda. Do not speak directly to one another. There must be the parda in between. And from here also we understand, which is an Islamic customary thing, and which is still in Eastern countries, is there should be a parda hanging on the door. Unfortunately, this is gone out of our lives also. When we were small, we can still remember there were houses here where parda used to hang on the door, even on the bedroom door, so that a lot of parda can be maintained by that. So in our times, at least from behind the door, don't feel offended that they are not open opening the door fully. They are speaking to you from behind the door. Understand that is the law of Shariat, and that is how it should be. And don't peep into the house either. And do not speak directly to the human folk. But let there be a parda, and this is also when it is necessary. Don't go and speak unnecessarily also. Even on the phone, if we have to speak and a lady picks up where we are phoning, then don't speak unnecessarily long things. What is necessary, only speak so much. ذَلِكُمْ أَطْحَرُ لِقُلُوبِكُمْ وَقُلُوبِهِنْ اس میں خوب ستھرائی ہے تمہاری دل کو اور ان کے دل کو. In this there is great purity for you also and for them also. The looks of a person, the face, etc. has lot of attraction. And the eyes also, the voice also, but here of necessity, so it must be limited to necessity. It must not be, a person shouldn't speak more than that. But don't look at one another. Lot of fitna can start from there. And we know what is happening in the world today. So Islam has given us such an institution that if we observe it, the society and community can remain pure. And when people have pure hearts and minds, the children that are born are also born strong spiritually also, and in their soul they are also very strong, and then they can achieve a great amount of things, and legitimate proper children will be born. That will be also a source of great goodness. But when parda is not observed, and we can see in the Western world, hardly anyone is sure that my child is my child. Because of the mixing, no parda whatsoever, and the women are where they want to be, the men are where they want to be. The legitimacy of the children has been put in total doubt in the Western world, and it is for this reason also that this gave birth then to old age homes. Because if it is not your actual parents, your father, you don't have feeling for him also. Then you will go and put him away in an old age home. And all this type of life starts from the root cause when parda is not observed. Parda is a great, great favor of Allah upon us to keep us pure and clean. May Allah give us the tawfiq to observe proper parda, which is according to Shariat. Not just what we put on a little bit of a cloak or something, but the proper parda should be observed. Great, great goodness will come in that community. وآخر دعوانا